He felt the concrete floor beneath his body shake as an explosion blasted through the cell block in which he was lying, causing a spike of agony in both eardrums. Javed momentarily closed his eyes, his confusion born of the three previous sleepless nights during which he had been tortured, naked, by Soviet intelligence officers and their Afghan thugs, with electric shocks, wooden batons, and a whip. Now he hauled himself to his feet, white flashes appearing in front of his eyes from the pain that gripped his ribcage. Another explosion hammered through the building. The bang, together with a sliver of white light that pierced the cell through the rectangular barred window, was followed by a series of piercing screams outside and shouting from other neighboring cells. Through his semi-conscious state, Javed's first thought was that this was the start of another KGB torture routine. Then he realized that the explosions were from rocket-propelled grenades. Javed glanced around. The three other men who were sharing his cell remained lying on their burlap mats, too broken to move, despite the din. He tried to stand tall enough to see through the 8-inch square barred opening 3/4 of the way up the door of his cell in Block 1 of Pulicharki prison. There was a piece of sheet plastic partly covering the gap, in a vain attempt to keep out the cold. But every time he pushed up on tiptoes, the agony was too great, and he sank back down again, breathless and feeling broken. Smoke wafted in through the unglazed window, causing Javed to cough and masking the stench of urine and excrement from the bucket that stood in the corner of his cell. More pain around his ribs caused him to lose his breath for a few seconds. The sound of gunfire echoed from outside the cell window, interspersed with two more RPG explosions and more deep guttural screams. They were followed by raucous shouts in an excitable deep voice.
Allahu Akbar!
Again they came.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Somewhere inside Javed, the Mujahideen's traditional battle cry triggered a surge of hope. A minute later, there was more gunfire, this time from inside the prison. Javed could hear it as it echoed down the corridor outside his cell.
What is this?
From outside the cell came the sound of running footsteps, heavy boots clattering on the concrete floor. There was a jangle of keys and a metallic scratching sound as one of them was inserted into the lock of his cell. Finally, a click, and the door swung open. There were two men standing there in the gloom. The one in front, holding the keys, was wearing a prison guard's blue-gray uniform with a flat-peaked cap and a frozen stare, clearly terrified. The one behind, an Afghan holding a pistol that was pointed at the guard, wore a dark gray shalwar kameez, a traditional long linen shirt and baggy trousers, a black sleeveless jacket, and a black chitrali cap. The Afghan pulled the guard back out into the corridor and shoved him hard in the back with the butt of his gun, sending him sprawling onto the floor. Then he pointed the gun at the guard and pulled the trigger twice in quick succession, shooting him through the back of the head with both rounds.
"Which of you is Javed Hasrat?"
the man in the chitrali cap asked in Pashto.
"Me."
"Good. We're taking you and a few other men out of here,"
the man said. From outside, there was another huge explosion that rocked the building in which they stood, followed by more gunfire.
"Who are you?"
Javed asked.
"I will tell you later. A friend of your friends."
"What about these other men?"
Javed asked, pointing at the others who were now sitting, silently staring at the dead guard and the Afghan.
"No time. Just you. Let's move."
The Afghan walked out, beckoning Javed to follow. Javed, his injuries tearing at the inside of his ribcage and stomach, forced himself to walk down the corridor, its white paint peeling, and past other cells with metal barred doors to the right and the left. Their footsteps echoed from the bare concrete walls, ceilings, and floors. Then they passed through a heavy steel barred gate, which was half open, and turned left down 2 flights of stairs.